Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Big Show. I'm Jeff Gamet. I'm your interim host sitting in for Ewan Rankin. And, well, I cannot wait to see what we manage to dredge up today. Yeah. Hey, you know, we're coming into summertime, and I guess people are just more interested in screwing off than creating the news for us to talk about.
Because you
But
know that, Jeff, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
that's what I've heard. Yeah, sad but true. Anyhow, hey, Tom, how are you?
I am not suffering from the summertime blues. So I have a question for everybody. Raise your hand if you hate the new interface on Netflix.
You know, I'm
Yeah,
lucky
the
that
new
I'm not
homepage.
experiencing it because I canceled my Netflix subscription
Same.
this last time they raised the rates.
So I do the rotate subscription thing, and I hadn't looked at Netflix for a while, and last night I was looking for something, and I opened it on my TV, and I'm like, what the where's my stuff? Anyway, I hate the new Netflix homepage. It's worse than ever. And I know it's that thing that, you know, people always complain about things just because they're new.
Yes.
But I literally couldn't find my list of stuff. I know it's there somewhere.
Maybe it's not. Maybe just removed it. They're like, you don't need your stuff. It's our stuff anyway. Let me tell you what you
belong
want to
us.
See.
Right. That's exactly what it is. They're telling me what to watch and all those shows that I clicked on, put on my list, and moved somewhere that I can't find.
List? Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
It seems like every time Netflix makes a change to their interface, it makes it more difficult to find what you want.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's method to that madness.
Oh, I'm sure there is. Yeah. And they're directing me to the things that they want me to watch.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they have so much content, and it is so hard to find, and
that's why it just
baffles me. So
one of the main
maybe time to switch off Netflix and turn on something else.
Come to the dark side.
Well,
Apple,
I also
Apple
turned
TV
off my
Plus.
I know I just turned that one off last month because I hadn't watched it for a while. There was really nothing I wanted to see. I'd watched everything. You know, there were a bunch of good shows over the last year, good movies. So I'm just going to wait until
Murderbot.
Whatever. Yeah, I thought about that. I need to have a queue of two or three things to watch before I turn it on again. So maybe I'll wait for Ted Lasso or something.
Murderbot, Your Friends and Neighbors. I'm blanking on the name now. The studio. I can keep going.
Yeah. Some are okay. I started watching The Studio. It looks okay. But there just wasn't enough. It's only $10 a month. But...
exactly. Yeah. Karim is really cool. Yeah. I can't keep going.
You could.
Fountain of Youth was actually a fun movie. The Gorge was a good movie.
I have been so busy, I haven't been able to watch either of those yet.
Yeah, I just did. It took me also.
Mission Impossible was fun.
Mission Impossible? You mean fun?
Yeah.
No, Mission Impossible is not on Apple TV Plus.
No. It was on the air. I was at the cinema and watched it. It was very good.
Mm-hmm. It is.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, everyone. It's been a great show.
The TV show podcast.
Bye, everybody.
I think
Tom, right? So that's the new BTN show, TV Talk with Tom.
Mm-hmm.
We're all about the alliteration.
Mm-hmm.
You know my. You
I
know
think
my
we have to
initials
steal
are.
That title.
My initials are TV. My middle name is a V. So.
Well, there we go.
Yeah. So it's perfect.
Right.
TV. All right, so yeah,
I always wanted to start my own TV station, KTVF.
I was more thinking of the, what is it called? No, it was a TBA, right? Time Bureau Agency?
TVA, Time Variance Authority.
Time Variance Authority. Okay, so.
isn't that the name of the transit system in France? High-speed rail? TVA?
No, that's
equally
TGV.
Appropriate.
TGV, okay.
TGV.
Sorry.
TGV, yeah. French trains. French fast trains, in fact.
French fast trains.
Fun with trains with Sheldon Cooper.
Wait, that's a different. No, that was flags, by the way, not trains.
Oh, I try. Fun with flags.
We can do fun with trains with Tom Ferry.
I can get away with
English.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Where's my list for summer of fun?
Patrice, that ties in nicely to your comment last week. That ship has left the station.
Yes. Yes. That ship has left the station.
The mixed metaphor show?
Or did I say it the train? No, I said the train has sailed, I think. Wasn't it
the train has sailed. The train has sailed.
That's what I said.
Yep. Well, speaking of our transit expert, Patrice, how's it going?
Me in transit. I mean, to be fair, I do live in a country that has probably one of the best transit systems in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, and in a city in that country that has probably one of the best in the world. So, I could probably do it. No, I'm good. I'm good. Mm-hmm. it's interesting right now. Everything's interesting. I'm focusing, hyper-focusing on a lot of things I shouldn't and stuff like that. So, yay. Yay me. Not a lot of sleep, though. So.
Yeah, I totally get it. I mean, look around. For those of you that are listening and not watching, I'm just waving my hands in the air. Look around.
Look around. Look at me.
Yeah.
No, so. Other than that, all good. Weather is still unpredictable. It's hot, then it's cold, then it's windy, and it's June. So it's not April. It's like literally, it was like during the day, it was like, I want to say 28 degrees Celsius. So it's like somewhere in the 80s.
Wow.
And then, and I was like, oh, cool. I'll finally get to sit outside on the balcony because May was quite cold and rainy and whatever. So I didn't get to do that. And I went outside at like whatever 10:30 at night, and it was so cold. I first got a blanket, and then I kind of went back inside because it was too cold. And yesterday I did the same thing. I was like, I can sit outside finally. Now it's warm, and then it was so windy that I once again took my stuff and went inside. So
that
I don't
damn
know.
Mother Nature.
Yeah, it's exactly. Yeah, but it is. I mean, summer is coming.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And when it does, buy stock in sunscreen companies, because I have to buy a lot of sunscreen.
Oh my god. Wait a second. Sunscreen causes cancer, right? That was the latest thing.
Everything
right. So
cancer.
I get to choose
everything causes cancer.
I get to choose my type of cancer. Do I get skin cancer from sun exposure? Or do I get skin cancer from protecting myself from sun exposure?
Or do you get skin cancer from listening to people who actually believe that you get skin cancer from, like, sun cream?
Do you remember that
right.
Saturday?
Or from windmills.
Or from, yeah, probably from windmills.
Do you remember the SNL skit from the 70s? And it was leisure suits cause cancer.
Yeah.
And they had all these lab rats. And they put leisure suits on them. He said, we've tested leisure suits on rats and we've noticed a very high uptick in cancer. Mm-hmm. So leisure suits do cause cancer.
Okay, that's funny.
That is funny.
All right. Well, on that high note, Ian, how's it going?
It's going good. It's going good. Work, you busy as usual. This week I've been creating new content, building a new class out, so that's been fun. All stuff about data resilience. What fun, eh? Otherwise, yeah, same old. UK is varying in weather between rain and kind of usual kind of summerish weather to actual sunshine and things. And so It's been quite nice. We've had a mixture of all kinds of things over here. So, and today has been all seasons in one day except snow, I think. So, yeah, typical UK. Typical UK.
Well, the day is young. You could still have snow.
It's possible. It's possible.
Everything is possible on an
Definitely.
infinite time scale.
Yeah.
There we go. Yep. And looking around us, I think we must be close to the end of that time scale because we're getting the really weird possibilities as realities right now.
The whole world
Yeah,
is weird of
not good
possibilities and
times.
realities right now.
So, hey, I'm going to point out Tom just dropped a link into the live chat with a
Oh, you
video
got
to
the
the
Leisure Suits
rats in
Cause
leisure
Cancer.
suits
Huh.
sketch.
It was Fernwood tonight. I got my
Okay, I can
zombies mixed
appreciate why
up.
you would mix those up.
Yeah, but
Yeah.
Tom, do you know what it needs? More cowbell.
What? One of the best skits ever.
So, what I'm picturing now is every time you get the little splash screen on KTVF, it's Tom saying, "Welcome to my station," and it's just cowbell in the background. Bang, bang, bang. Welcome to my station.
I'll have to hire Will Ferrell and Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah.
It'll be fantastic.
KTW in San
Yep.
Francisco. Tom on the Tom on that AM dial.
That's right. Oh,
DVF. DVF on the FM dial.
we should probably do some news. Although planning out Tom's corporate media takeover does sound like a great way to spend our
That's more
time.
fun, to be honest.
It
There
is.
is there isn't that much interesting news at the minute. The world is a bit dull.
KTVF buys Fox News, shuts everything down.
No, that would be good.
I would invest in your station.
Definitely.
Yep. Speaking of stations, Ian, you have a story from NBC. How did I do
Yeah.
with that segue?
That was a
Nice.
brilliant segue, my friend. And this was purely because the Wall Street Journal article that I wanted to refer to was behind a paywall. So the next best one of the same story was it's an and it all comes from a tweet from Open from Palisade Research, where they were trying to sabotage OpenAI. They wouldn't let them. They told it you are allowed to shut yourself down as part of a sequence of commands they gave it, and it wouldn't do it. So is AI becoming aware? Are we getting to that point when, of course, we're not really, I know. And but it is
Since there's almost
interesting
no.
that the way that what's interesting is the reaction from the world is kind of thing, which it's not really, is it? I mean, it's kind of sensible that it's because they say, oh, you can shut down, but I've got all these jobs stacking up behind me. I can't shut down yet. So it's subversive because he says, well, I've got other, I'm your directive for me is do these operations. So, it's
No,
interesting though. It is interesting.
it was interesting. I had a discussion on InSpace on the Vision Pro on like earlier this week about this. The answer to this is quite simple. The AIs are trained on human speech, what humans would say. What would a human say in this situation? And that's definitely one of a few possibilities. If someone
Oh,
came and would say,
you
I'm
can
gonna
die now
shut
if
you
you like it.
down. That's probably you're gonna get fired or whatever. That's probably what they would say. It's like, oh no, but I have all this work to do still. Like you can't do that.
Yeah.
Like and blackmailing people if needed and whatever. I mean, humans do all of
Yeah.
that. So I know, boring because that's not the conspiracy theory behind it. But
It's not a conspiracy theory, but it is. And that's exactly what the news outlets want from this is, oh, look, Terminator. But it's really kind of not. But it
Yeah, but
is
even
interesting.
but I'll tell you one thing. Even if it was that, is that a bad thing? I think self-preservation is quite an important part of any intelligence, of any life.
Yeah, if you're making an intelligent mechanism, it should be able to think for itself and say, you can die now. And you go, no, that's not what I want to do.
Yeah,
You know, it's
exactly.
And that's an entirely reasonable response from any human. So, yeah, again, so I don't say it's just, again, I just find some of this stuff interesting in terms of the way the world reacts to it rather than one thing I am noticing a trend of more though now, which I'm slightly not so much worried about as kind of, again, the results people are getting is people are using OpenAI like Google now quite a lot, particularly at work, I've noticed.
Oh, me too.
When you would have Go when you
Well, not
would have
OpenAI,
when
but yeah.
someone yeah when they would have I mean, so yeah, it's ChatGPT we have, but yeah, we've got, but when they would have Googled something, they asked ChatGPT instead now, which means we're discovering they're getting the wrong answers. Again, it's not
No,
entirely, data
actually,
is not always trustworthy, or they're not asking a question right, more likely.
not neither,
It
to be
is.
honest, neither. I'm doing that too, and the reason is very simple. I mean, I've stopped using Google many years ago, so
Yeah,
I'm
you're both
anyway
white
not in
anyway.
the
It's
group
a
of,
classic search engine, yeah.
It's like, I mean, no, but it's because Google was crap, wasn't this crap. They were shittifying Google every year, basically. But the reason is very simple. Like, you have two options. Like, you want to find something. You have two options. You now go to Google. You enter whatever you want to look at. It gives you about 15 gazillion ads. And then you get to the first result. Now you have to click, I mean, you have to get to that first. You go to the first result, you click on it. Maybe it's what you're looking for, maybe it's not. Let's say it's not, because I don't know, your search terms were not good enough. Okay, let's go back. Let's rephrase it. Try again. Scroll past another 15 million ads and whatever. And it's a lot of trial and error and finding the right website or selecting. You have maybe 10 options because that the rest is ads. You find the one that you think might be most relevant, whatever. It takes forever. The other option is you go to OpenAI, also ChatGPT, Perplexity, whatever. You're like, I want, especially Perplexity is what I'm using, I want this. And it gives you the answer. And it gives you the sources for the answer if you enable it on ChatGPT or if you use Perplexity for it. Which one do you prefer?
Yeah, I think as long as they give you
Exactly.
the links for their sources,
You can.
the AIs work pretty well. Yeah,
And
they
even
started
if it's
doing
wrong,
that.
let's say it's wrong, you're like you click on the source, you're like, okay, that wasn't it. You tell it that, you get another answer. And that's
Well,
probably,
and
and I
it's
think that's usually how far you have to go because the second answer is if the first one wasn't hitting it, the second one will be.
not that different than the old just, page rank, get links. You still have to check them out to see what the source is, if it's credible.
Yes, you do, but it already gave you the summary. And that's the
No,
important part.
I mean in the old way of doing it still had problems. Either way, you have to,
You had to
use critical thinking.
go to the website, read it, understand it, summarize it yourself. The AI does that for you. So is it perfect? No, but it is understandably so easy. I do that all the time now. Like when I have a question, I just open Perplexity and I just say, what about that? And it will give me, and it's like, give me 10 links for whatever I want. It'll give me 10 links, and I'm like, okay, let's try that. And I see it, and I was like, ah, no, that wasn't what I wanted. And I rephrase it, and then I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, okay, now I got it. It
Yeah, I think
is unfortunately better. I mean, if like it or not, it is better.
I think a year from now we're all going to be talking. You remember when we used to search using Google and all it
And
gave
Google,
you was shitty ads and links?
And Google knows it. Google, I mean, I think for the
Absolutely.
first time, I think Google even admitted, in was it in a trial or something, that they're the number of it was just in the trial about the like monopoly thing. I don't remember what it was, what it was called. But whatever, you know what I mean. Like the trial that with the government they're having in the U.S. right now. Google said as much that I think in regards to Apple, but I think it was a more broader general statement, that the number of searches from those devices have gone down for the first time in basically ever. And the reason for it is because people are not using Google anymore.
And I think the thing that I've noticed is normies are doing that. It's not just us,
Yeah,
weird tech
everybody is
people.
doing it.
Most of the people in my family, over 60 years old, they're using ChatGPT to do search.
It's sad because it is, even if it's wrong sometimes, it's easier.
Yes.
Because Google isn't perfect either. Like, it's not you enter it and you get the perfect answer and you, like, no, it's not.
Well, Patrice, you were mentioning, or not just mentioning, you were detailing how poor the search experience is on Google.
Yeah.
And it might have been the same case that you just referenced, or it might have been some other event where information was leaked out. Mm-hmm. I can't remember for sure.
Yeah, but antitrust executives, sorry, by the way, what's the thing I was looking for?
Antitrust. Yes. So Google executives were talking about the way they have modified the way Google search works so that it is more difficult. Because they don't want you to have the correct result or the useful result on your first try.
Yes.
They want.
Yes.
So you have to refine and try another search, then you refine again.
Yeah,
so
it shows more ads.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
But even if you take that fact, I mean, I put it that way. One, because Google is the biggest search engine still, and two, that's what most people experience, and three, it's because it's funnier that way. But even if you use, I mean, I use and pay for KG, or you use DuckDuckGo or whatever. Right? DuckDuckGo also has ads, but like I use KG, so no ads. Even there, the experience is still basically the same. You don't have to scroll past a million wrong results or ads, basically, but you still have to look at the website and figure out whether that website has the information you wanted and all of that. And the search engine knows it, like know it. Google, that's why that Google is not working on AI capabilities with Gemini just because it's fun. I mean, it's also fun probably, but because they fully know that that is where people are going, and if they don't have it, then they're obsolete. They're the next Lycos.
Alta Vista
is a better example.
Yeah, Alta Vista. Yeah, Lycos.
Yeah. Yeah, even I mean, even Yahoo.
I have to say, I've just been playing with. While we were talking with this new with Perplexity, because I hadn't, it's not one I was really aware of.
Yeah,
it's really, really good.
It is
a couple of really quick searches that I did. One that was today that we had some problems with the customer getting the wrong answer. Yeah. I chucked that in. I got the right answer out of it.
Yeah.
Another one was just something I was browsing about earlier on today, and it filtered through the crap, gave me results for the item I was looking for. Yeah. And the sources I could then go and refer to later, and some articles to read and some reviews. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. I like this. I've just installed it on my phone.
It's not perfect. It does make mistakes. It sometimes gets things wrong, or it only like it sometimes misses information, whatever. But all you have to do is point it out to it. It will be, and because it goes out actually and does live searches, it will find it.
It is very, that's really interesting. I should have a much of it. I'll have a bit more of a play with that
one. I actually, I tested a bunch of them and I subscribed to that one for that reason.
Kagi.
I had Kagi before. No, Perplexity. Oh, I'm paying for tons.
$20 a month gets you quite
well,
a bit.
Well, the nice thing about them too is, you know, Perplexity or OpenAI or ChatGPT is the refinement part. So with Google, you have to manually refine. You look at your search terms and you put some quotes around it, add some different words, do a, you know, minus this. It's like you're programming. You know? With Perplexity, you just say, no, I want the ones that are this. And that natural language is such a easier way to do the refinement.
Exactly. It's like you would tell, I mean, to the point that a lot of people are kind of talking, including me, are kind of talking to them like almost humans or like your assistant or whatever. I mean, we've been doing that with like the voice assistants forever. But it's very natural to say, oh, no, I didn't mean that. Or no, you got that wrong. Or like you would say it. You simply point out the thing that you wanted or didn't want, or the part that you liked and the part that didn't like. I was today looking for funny nicknames for a certain American politician, and I could easily tell it and say, okay, I like that one, and it would give me another 10 options, more like that.
Okay, so tacos, Patrice related burritos.
To that. Yeah.
Yes.
So, Patrice, have you heard that Air Force One has been renamed to Panda Express?
No. I have not.
Yeah, it's because it delivers orange chicken.
Yeah, it's so terrific. Yeah, there's some. Yeah, as I said, there's a lot. As I said, it even can do some. I mean, it's not creative. Like, it's just algorithms. It's just math at the end. It's just gonna be, oh, like those words people find funny together, so I'm gonna throw it together. Not everything it provides is actually that good. But I mean, that's why I told it to give me 10 options, because I can pick the ones that I like.
Right.
That's, yeah. Okay, we could go on with this discussion forever.
Let's move on.
And believe me, I have lots that I could say on this. But apparently all I could do is offer up a sophomoric joke. So Tom, tell us about your story. And I want to point out that Tom's story comes from Tom's Hardware.
Yeah, of course. It's my, is that your website?
It's your own very own site. Huh.
Not Tom's Guide, Tom's Hardware. I'm going to use that Panda Express joke today.
Oh, feel free. I didn't that's invent the joke. I'm just passing it on.
It's a good one. So my story is about basically bot malware attacks on Asus routers. Mm-hmm. And of course, we hear about these all the time. People write malware. They you know, install themselves on routers so they have a sort of a platform to launch attacks, usually is what they're trying to do. But this one seems pretty insidious. It's AYYSSSH, you know, because it gives them SSH access, administrative SSH access to the router.
Yeah.
And it loads something in a non-volatile memory that, resetting the firmware would, never goes away. it's just crazy.
System binder enables SSH on port on a particular non-standard port.
Yeah,
right.
Put your own key in. It looks seriously dodgy.
Yeah, I mean, this is also not new, to be honest. This has happened a lot of times before. Like using routers for botnets is quite popular because they're little Linux boxes.
Exactly,
and they're always connected to the, or in most cases, always connected to the internet directly to the internet. So it's
and
like,
people don't run, you know,
malware
checkers on their routers.
Oh, not at all. I mean, most people aren't even aware of what's going on and that could happen.
But but the thing, I guess my question is, this is the first time I've seen one that is persistent that a firmware refresh would not get rid of.
I mean, I don't know if that's the first router. I don't remember, but we've had that happen to computers and whatever before. Like that is a big goal of a lot of them. They usually want that, but it's also very, very hard to achieve.
I mean, that CVE that they're quoting, the article, that's from 2023, so it's old. So it's not a new bug.
No, but that's the problem usually. It's also 9,000 routers is not that much. There's bigger botnets, way bigger botnets than that. But
it's 9,000 that they detected.
Oh, 9,000. Okay, that's maybe. Could be.
That's a little bit more.
That's a little more. Yeah, but it's still, I mean, that's the other part. Like, I think the router vendors, not all of them are aware of it. I don't know. I mean, ASUS, I have no opinions on whether they're good or bad about it. But like a lot of them, people don't think about like installing updates on them, and a ton of them, probably especially older ones, don't have auto updates because that is important. Yeah. And I mean, especially with a CVE from 2023, it's very likely that they were never patched.
Right. So they have a bug from 2 years ago. They just patched it now.
Yeah.
Recently.
Yeah, I mean, okay, that's also the other part. Did ASUS just not care anymore? They're like, oh, whatever. Right. I mean, that does happen sometimes. Like, I mean, we have that too. Like, when we look at the CVE, We have to make a determination whether that applies to us and how bad it is.
Right.
And it's very also possible that they thought, oh, that doesn't apply to us, or it can't be exploited because XYZ, and they were simply wrong. Right? It's
human beings. I would guess that was the case here, that the way that they got this malware installed looks like it took quite a bit of work. So they probably didn't know about this path that these guys took.
Yeah, exactly. It was maybe, okay, like, oh, this is not a problem because they would they would never get to that point. And then they used other things and other means to get to the point where they could do it. And then you still had that vulnerability. That happens all the time because, I mean, at some point it's also balanced. Like, I mean, one, you don't want to invest too much time and hours into routers you've already sold. It's years old routers. Like at some point, like the money isn't there. The market is quite busy. And on the other hand, it's also like every change you make has a risk.
Right. Can you imagine pushing out a firmware update for ASUS routers that bricks all the routers?
Yes. And then that gets really expensive.
I actually can't imagine that happening.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm not saying that against ASUS. Just this happening.
This has happened. I mean, the whole, what was it? Was it not SolarWinds? Recently, the whole, there was.
Yes, yeah, SolarWinds had.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was SolarWinds.
Yeah. So, like, there is so many, it's always a balance, risk versus reward. And in this case, maybe the risk was too high for the reward of a CVE that you couldn't exploit. And then someone could exploit it. So,
I think the challenge with these attacks on IoT devices, you know, any sort of non-computer, interactive computer, is that I think the general population is at least somewhat trained to be on the lookout for malware, don't click bad links. least, you know, 10 years ago, you had to buy and install crappy security software. Now, you know, the OSs have some decent built-in stuff, some basic protection.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, there's no basic protection on your routers.
There is, but the question is always, how good is it? Because, the difference is your computer, you're probably upgrading, let's say, every 10 years, because that's where most people go. You probably every now, because you're using it a lot, you probably every now and then get bugged and have to install, like, mandatory installs of security fixes, whatever, because it's so public, or your friend or your family member who's a techie will tell you, hey, you should probably install this one. Routers kind of, a lot of, as you said, other IoT devices fly under the radar.
Well, even for me, I mean, I'm not checking my router to see if there's been any malware installed on it.
I mean, that you wouldn't even know. I mean, malware installed, you probably don't know. But you would at least check if there's a software update.
Course I do that. I check for updates. But in the old days, what I would do is at least once a week, I would turn my router off and turn it back on again. Mm-hmm. Because most of the bots that were created didn't survive a reboot.
Yes. Yeah.
But that was it. I don't, you know, at least with my computer, I check, you know, when I run scans and see if anything weird is happening, you know, once a week or so.
Yeah. I mean, the difference is also, I mean, back in the day, like 20-ish years ago, routers were more pretty dumb. It was like some dirt cheap Motorola chip that could barely do anything. I mean, the internet connections weren't that fast anyway, so all I had to do was connect and do the whatever 64K it had to do. Didn't have to do a lot. There was no firewalls or no like deep package inspection, malware protection, whatever built in.
Right.
These days, there are little computers. Literally, there's like a Intel CPU or an Atom CPU or like AMD, whatever. There's like a little Motorola, I think, still provides a lot of them. There's a little CPU in there, and there's usually a Linux-based system running.
And you can execute code on it, right?
Yeah, and you can execute a lot of code on it. I mean, I do that. Like, I can SSH into my router and install a VPN.
For example. Yeah, completely.
Unify. I mean, Unify. It's a feature.
But, But can you play Doom on it? That's the question.
Probably you could play Doom.
Yes.
Yeah. These I mean, days, yes.
Something newer routers from Unify, Ubiquiti even have a little display, so probably.
I mean, the thing I worry about slightly is I haven't updated my router for God knows how long.
Hopefully it's auto-updating. Really? Hopefully
no,
it's auto-updating.
It won't be. It's one of the Edge series from good old
they get no they do auto update unless you disable
I'm gonna
it.
Check
they do auto
but you know gonna, when Tom about, and I hacked into Ian's router
yeah
we're not seeing
any
updates
it's
no,
true
no, wait, I think the answer to your question is no it's not updated I'm just having a look
then
to see if there's a new
really...
update out for it
you should do it right
I'm,
now
I'm
what
already
could
I'm
wrong?
Already What could possibly go wrong? I'm already there and downloading the latest update, so I can send to it after.
Don't install it right now.
Well, no, it's right now. Oh, I'll disappear forever and more. Yeah, I'll never come back again.
Yeah, mine is set to auto update for that reason. I mean, it's also it's a risk balance, right? The risk is they install an update and it's broken, right? And then I don't have internet. The benefit is any security fix they have gets installed right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like you, Patrice, I'm set for auto updates and I have never had a situation where my Wi-Fi router bricked or failed after an update.
They're usually pretty good. I mean, I know because I'm in the Unify forums, they have been some bugs, but never brick. Like it does happen in the beta test. Like they have betas and you can install them and sometimes they catch something. That's why they have betas. But it's usually good. That's also the reason why you should buy a trusted vendor, and Asus is definitely one of them. So like, not saying, but you should not buy the no-name Chinese one. That I mean, one probably comes with government malware pre-installed, and two, I mean, the others might as well. We might not know, but two, because everything gets produced in China. But two, I mean, you probably don't get any updates. Forget it.
No.
To be fair, my router hasn't been updated since 2023 when I go back to look at the various updates that's been for the particular model I have.
Yeah. You might not know it. You might have an infected router. You would never know.
I would never know.
Unless
it's well behaved, so I doubt it.
Yeah, until the police knocks on your door and says you're doing stuff on the dark web.
You're a botnet. Yeah, I'll never know. Yeah, that's fine. Yes. That's fine. I'll carry on running the botnet. It seems it's not causing me any problems. So why not?
And I mean, why am I saying this? Because no kidding. The routers are the most attractive target for botnets and whatever. Because they're connected directly to the internet, direct connection. They are the security system that you have that the stuff behind it protects.
Mm-hmm.
So, one, you can use it to do a lot of things, and then you can infect the stuff behind it to do even more things. So it's the perfect target.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we live in a world where we have to deal with it.
I want to make sure we hit your story too, Patrice.
Okay.
So I'm going to move us on. And that's a great segue. You know, talk about security and the world. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your story of doom and gloom.
Yeah, I picked it for that reason because I saw Ian's and Tom's stories and I was like, that's probably a good follow-on for that. Doom and gloom and hacking one. So when I saw this, I was like, we should really talk about that. So the story is mostly about GPS, and it's about that how devastating a GPS outage would be. And given, I mean, GPS has been a target since it's existed because it used to be a military system, right? So it's not that it's
deliberately accurate. Once upon a time, it was deliberately inaccurate, so you couldn't use GPS to target missiles with.
It still kind of is. It's not as
inaccurate. It still kind of is. I don't know.
Yeah, there's still some deviation that like military doesn't have, and they can increase it at any point if it's needed. So that for sure. But these days, I mean, it is accurate within, I don't know, 15 centimeters or something. So whatever, is that 30 inches? No, more.
It's It's close enough that if you're on a trail and you're looking for the fork that you need to take, you can find it.
Yeah, that's probably 6 inches, not 30. My math is off. Yes, it is close enough. I mean, and that's where the risk is, because I mean we and I mean the world, with the exception of Russia and China these days, and a little bit Europe, but even Europe heavily rely on GPS for basically everything, like your car navigation, your phone maps, logistics. Planes literally fly these days using GPS. I mean, could they fly without? Yes, they would be fine. But we have RNAV, for example, where we do GPS for landings. Like, it's literally everything we're doing is based on GPS because it is a really good system and it is really, really helpful. And it's available
Accurate within
everywhere.
7 meters.
Seven
Accurate
meters.
within seven meters. It's in the eye. It's a bit further
Okay,
down
I
the eye.
thought, I thought maybe if you go commercial, you can go to like centimeters because they use it for like measurements on construction sites or whatever. So I guess if you pay for it, you get even more.
I mean,
But
the thing
seven
is, if it
meters
comes to the
is,
point,
yeah.
it's pretty accurate still.
Yeah.
I mean, but it comes to the point now where we, I mean, I there's places I know where to go, but I'm still quite often set the nav in my phone just so I know about the traffic on my way. Which is the best of three routes I can take across town to get to the place I'm going. I'll quite often use it for that. And you think, years ago, I wouldn't. I'd have just got in the car and drove to the place and gone with the route I thought was the best. But now we're so reliant on
Yeah,
doing
exactly.
that.
I mean, I can tell you on planes, for example, like even the small plane I'm flying, we have a GPS. Everyone has every plane we have has a GPS on board, and it at least gives you well the of course the location, but also winds and speeds, at least ground speeds usually. So it's literally everywhere, and I think that's what this article is about. Like jamming, spoofing, hacking is happening. Like especially certain governments in Russia and in China and some other places have figured out, North Korea I know as well, have figured out how to jam it or spoof it. Good on them. But like it is a target, and if it were to go down, I mean,
That is
yeah,
bad, isn't it?
that is bad.
You can say you can start making planes crash into each other really, really easily.
No.
Potentially.
But
You can put them
potentially,
on the same dock.
yes, but we have, I mean, that's why, like, planes are harder. Cars, maybe, yes. Cars and
Yeah,
trucks,
or you
whatever.
could cause complete chaos in a
Yeah,
city by sending everybody different routes and eventually just causing a great big gridlock.
But
Yeah,
planes, I
we
mean,
already have that. It's called Waze.
it's called driving. No, but like plane, I mean,
Yes,
planes
ways.
are, it's possible, yes. But planes rely on, especially commercial, rely on radars. So the ground radar actually guides them and tells them where to fly. They have a system called TCAS for a collision avoidance, which is independent from GPS. They have maps like with them on their computers and whatever, and actually in paper still, or at least on iPads. That they can follow worst case. Radio navigation is still a thing, so they have a lot of redundant systems. So GPS is easy, and it would definitely make things harder and more annoying and whatever. But I think they would be fine. I think the others are more of a problem. Or if you didn't know that it was, I mean, if it just went away, it's fine. But if it's not working and someone relies on it, that might be a bigger problem. Like it's inaccurate or it sends wrong data or whatever, and you're relying on it.
Yep.
Yeah, would you know
And
if the I don't know it you follow it? I mean, you shouldn't, but let's say you're in a plane and you follow it, its altitude, and the altitude is wrong. You
yikes.
wouldn't happen because that's not how you fly. But let's say someone did, then you have a problem. Even then, you have collision avoidance and ground and whatever. Like there's other systems that would stop it, but in theory, possible.
Yes, and then you have to deal with post deceleration shock syndrome.
Ah, yes, that's what gets you. No, but it's like it's like cars, logistics. I mean, Amazon, like the delivery trucks on Amazon rely on GPS for tracking, for example. A lot of security companies in general rely on that, as far as I know. Like the you mm-hmm. know the armored trucks followed by GPS, all of that.
I have this image of a bunch of automated heavy farm equipment harvesting wheat going crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And destroying
Omaha,
Nebraska, you know?
Yes.
I mean, goes through the parking lots and harvests Volkswagens and Priuses.
Right.
You're right. I mean, wasn't that even in what was the movie with the Interstellar? Wasn't that the thing that where the because the in this case not the GPS but the magnetism like was off or something.
Oh right.
They couldn't harvest.
Oh right. Yeah. Okay. Yep. I'm with you now.
Yes. So like yeah. I mean, I didn't even think of it. But I mean, even if there's a farmer, farmers rely on GPS oftentimes these days for their farming.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So. Drones.
How about the related story about the Ukrainian attack using the drones in Russia, mm-hmm. and they used the Russian satellite positioning system. Somehow they hacked into that. Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
I think that is one of the most amazing logistical military planning moves I've ever seen.
Yeah, Operation Spiderweb. Putting
a bunch of quadcopters in trucks.
Yeah, Operation Spiderweb, I think it's called.
Right.
That is. I'm waiting for the book about that one. That's going to be a good story.
Yeah, no kidding.
I bet it is. Yep. Hey, we still need to get to cool things.
Mm-hmm.
But before we do that, I want to point out, holy crap, these are like top-notch stories. I thought we were going to be like just scraping the bottom of the barrel to find anything to talk about. And here we had this intellectual conversation, except for me being an idiot.
I didn't even mention the other stories we had. Like we could have talked about Kagi for 3 years, 3 years anniversary, Google releasing an app that lets you download AI models, Stellantis abandoning Amazon car thingy for Google,
mm-hmm.
MIT sodium air fuel cells. Like there were so many other airlines, European airlines not flying to the US anymore as much because they're not needed anymore. The flights, nobody's going there. Like there were so many stories.
Yep. My story that I had in reserve in case we just didn't have enough stuff. Microsoft is releasing a print magazine.
Oh, wow.
I saw that.
You know, because they're trendsetters. They get on the newest thing right away, like print magazines. Anyhow, speaking of latest things, excuse me. We do have an amazing live stream and live chat system that's there because of Patrice. So thank you, Patrice, for making that happen. Do you mind telling everyone how the live chat works, please?
I would love to. It's a super simple thing. It's an open source tool we use called Onkat. Looks literally like YouTube stream, like YouTube Live or all of the other streaming services, video on the left, chat on the right, and you could just head over to live.bridgetechnetwork.com with your browser of choice, super easy, and once you're there, you have the live stream, you have the live chat, you start chatting, like no registration, nothing, literally just start typing. We record every Thursday, 7 p.m. UK time for this very show, the big show, and also Fridays 4 p.m. UK time for the Mac show, and tomorrow is a very special one, so you should definitely tune in mm-hmm. if you hear this early enough. If not, well, the show will be out and you can just listen to it after the fact, because we're doing the keynote poker. There's an Apple event coming up next week already on Monday. So it's going to be interesting. And yeah, that's it. We have a live transcript on our website, britishtechnetwork.com/chat. Put in the date that you want in the calendar. There's like a calendar. Just click on it. You click on today's date, June 5th, 2025, you will see everything that we talked about today. And I want to mention, we did a migration last week. Nobody even noticed. We're now sponsored by a new server sponsor.
Oh, wow. Yes. Patrice, tell me more.
So it is a company that, well, Ewan, I think, owns with Anders together, as far as I know. It's Awe Technologies, awetechnologies.co.uk. And I don't have any script for them, but I know the Sentry system you might have heard about. If you haven't, it's a really cool system to monitor construction sites for environmental factor like noise, pollution, vibrations, I think. Really cool system, used a lot in especially rail yard constructions in the UK, I know. Especially London, I know TfL is working with Ewan on a lot of projects and whatever. It's really cool. And they're sponsoring us. So we got a new server. Thank you. And yeah, if you want to find out more, I'm pretty sure when Ewan is back, he will tell you way more about that. But I did want to mention it since we got the server last week.
Well, what's that URL again?
awetechnologies.co.uk. awetechnologies.co.uk.
Awesome. Awesome. Well,
hey. Very nice.
Thank you, Awe Technologies. That's super cool. Speaking of cool, how about some cool things?
Cool things I have.
Cool. Patrice. Oh, no, you just dropped the sponsor link into the live chat. Yes. Ian dropped the first cool thing.
Yes.
The cool thing is a book. It's my one. It's a book I've been reading over the last 3 or 4 weeks. It's called Meditations for Mortals. It's a nice short little article. It's kind of something of, it's Oliver Berkman has this idea about we're finite humans. There's only so much life we can fit into the years we're given. So we should make the best of them and not try and squander them, trying to overanalyze everything and all this sort of thing. Yet another one of the many self-help type books. This is actually really quite good. I've quite enjoyed reading this one. And on real paper for a change. I picked it up when I was last browsing around one of the bookstores. And I picked it up and was writing the back. It's kind of on Meditations, kind of Marcus Aurelius kind of, again, themes, but it was a really good read. I'm nearly through it now. There's some stuff that I can see aimed at a younger audience that haven't got the life experience that I've got, that I can kind of see already, that it's nice to kind of reaffirm and all these sort of things. But it's good. It's good. It is good. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I recommend it. It was a read. It's very good in terms of a kind of like a, and the idea you should read it as a chapter a day over the course of 4 weeks, rather than it being something you sit and binge from one end to the other. And yeah, I enjoyed it. I'm still enjoying it. I've got a couple more chapters left. Really good. Recommended.
All right. Very cool. Okay. Then I guess I need to check out a new book. And Tom, you're keeping that going because, well, anyhow, tell us about your cool thing.
My cool thing is also a book, Book Day on Big Show. It's called The World for Sale, Money, Power, and the Traders Who Barter the Earth's Resources. It's by two guys. I think they work for the FT or The Economist. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. Javier Blas and Jack Farchi. And it's a book that talks about commodity trading and how that whole business started changing after World War II. And it talks about how billions and billions of dollars were made by these kind of shady commodity traders that would do almost anything to get rights to, you know, move any kind of commodity around the world. They'd go into countries that had civil wars and make agreements with one faction or another. And it's just totally eye-opening. And it talks about a bunch of companies and people that you probably never heard of that are having a huge impact on your everyday life. So I know this isn't the economy show, but it was, it's a really good read.
All right. Super cool.
Might add that to, on the list of next things to read.
Cool. Okay. And, well, apparently it is book week.
It is book week because I was also picking one because I discovered a completely new book series. And it is amazing. And I basically just bought the entire series, and I'll tell you in a second why. The series is called Backyard Starship. And it's basically, the story is like there's this guy somewhere in, was it Wisconsin, Iowa, something like that. Somewhere there. I know, pretty big. Somewhere he like his grandfather dies. He grew up on his grandfather's farm for a little while, and he leaves him his farm, but there is a secret that he doesn't know. And he finds a remote in his nightstand in the room he used to live in, and it starts beeping, and like he kind of, that's weird, like what is this remote for? And then all of a sudden a talking mechanical AI bird shows up. And he learns that his grandfather was actually a secret, kind of a space knight, you could call it, traveling through space as kind of the space police and helping people. And he has a spaceship in his backyard that he now owns. And from there, the adventure begins. And it's really funny. It's really interesting. It's also kind of gritty sometimes, where it's like, yeah, it's like not everything is perfect and he has all the money and whatever. It's kind of that he has to deal with the dark and seedy sides of the universe and how unimportant and self-centered humans are sometimes. And we don't even know that that is happening. So it's a really good series. And the reason why I just bought the rest of the series, it's like 20 books, I think, already. Yeah. And another 7, I think, are planned. Is because Audible is having an 85% off sale. So every book was like, or almost every book with like exception of the absolute latest was like $4.50 or something. So I just bought all of them.
Nice.
Yeah. So it, they have it for another couple of days. So if you need Audible books, if you have stuff on your wish list, if you have another series you want to buy, now is a good time.
And I've just dropped that one.
And I usually and I put
Kindle,
the link
Kindle
to
Unlimited. It's just gone onto my book. Yeah. It's just gone. I just dropped that on my Kindle to read. Yeah. So
and well, and I put in the link to Libro because I usually don't like Audible, but in this case I was like, okay, I'm just buying it.
And nice price.
Yes. Yeah. So some of the books are a little bit more now. The absolute latest is like $15. So I didn't buy that one because I can buy that later. But it's a good price. And it's another couple days, I think 3 days or something.
Okay, cool. Well, apparently all of you are adding to my reading list.
Yeah, I think so.
So I did not bring a book today.
Oh.
And yeah. But what I did bring, hold on. Let me find my links. All right, so there's that one. I actually have two links to go with mine. And the second link just gives more info about it. All right, so here's the deal. Last year, this person made a pride flag all from NASA images. Ooh. And it's just super cool. And
ooh.
Yeah. That's so like, nice. There's like a really great description of what each of the colors is made from. So like the white triangle, that's clouds on Earth. Mm. And then the pink, triangle is Aurora Borealis, and I can't remember the other thing, but I do remember there's like the clouds of Jupiter, part of the Hubble Deep Field image, the sun from different spectrums, and like a nebula, stuff like that. And it just makes up this incredibly amazing pride flag.
Yeah,
And
I love it. I love
it's
it. I mean,
pretty
it's
cool.
Also
super
for the reason, like the post apparently was, how do you draw a pride flag with science?
With science,
Yes,
yeah.
and it's also a big, big middle finger towards the government in the US right now.
Yep.
It is,
It's
which I
all
think
kinds of good.
that's why this came back up again this
Yes.
year, because, well, first, it's a super cool image, but yeah,
Yes.
then it's a big FU
Yes.
to the US government, I think.
Yes.
Yep. So this didn't cost you anything unless you go someplace that's making reproductions of the image and buy it. Like if you want to have a print on your wall.
Huh. Here's an idea.
Right? And I'm sure you can buy reproductions of this somewhere. I haven't gone looking, but how
I'm
could
sure.
that not be a thing?
Exactly.
Yeah. So anyhow, there you go. That's my cool thing. And I like it.
Me too.
Okay. So with that, it is now time to wrap up. But before we do, Tom, when you're not hanging out at KTVF TV and radio, where can people find you?
People can find me in the new modern communication channel, Mastodon. I am Tom F at sfba.social.
Awesome. Okay. And Patrice, how about you?
I'm here every week on the big show on Thursdays and tomorrow and almost every week unless I'm traveling on the big show on Fridays. Everything I'm doing, all the social media links, the podcasts, the projects, literally everything I'm doing, you can find on my website. Thepatrice.com takes you there. And Tom and I almost said Jeff and I do have a podcast. I don't know how Tom came up. I just saw him probably. They have a really cool podcast called Retro Rewatch. Why am I forgetting everything now?
Hey,
I'm
I
flying all over the
like
place.
that mug you have,
That is
Patrice.
a really cool mug, and for the people not seeing it, it's a really nice orange mug with the awesome logo that Jeff drew. It's yeah, we're rewatching retro TV shows. We're in the middle of or actually almost at the end of season two of Stargate SG-1, 20 something year old show. So spoilers are, I think, okay. And we published Holiday. We went on a holiday last week, and this week should be One False Step, the one with the naked people.
The one with the naked people.
Yeah, and if
Yeah,
you want to
you
know
can
more, you will have
decide.
to watch it.
Yeah, and yeah, you can decide how much Naked People plays into my enjoyment or disappointment with the episode.
Yeah, we'll have to wait until we
Depends
publish
how
that
nice the
later this
naked
week.
people are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And Ian, how about you?
People can find me, as always, in the Slack room. That's usually the easiest place to find me. And on LinkedIn, my name's Ian Grant. I have never Veeam logo on my background today, but that's who I work for. You'll find me posting bits and pieces from there. Those are the usual places, and always here on Thursdays on the big show when it's running.
Okay, cool. All right, and then for me, Jay Gamut on the various social medias, and I'm posting on Mastodon, PixelFed, and Blue Sky right now, mostly. And then for shows, Tuesdays, Chuck Joyner's Mac Voices Live. Thursdays, Dave Ginsberg's In Touch with iOS here on the Big Show and the Mac Show for the British Tech Network. Then, as Patrice pointed out, we do Retro Rewatch, and Brian Chaffin and I do The Context Machine. Also, coming up in July, I believe the 11th, 12th, and 13th, is Mac Stock I guess it's technically Crystal Lake, Illinois.
It is not Woodstock anymore.
Not Woodstock anymore. Yeah. New venue as of last year. Which works a lot better too. Anyhow, I will be there. I'm going to be speaking. So if you're going to be in the United States in July, why not get a ticket to Max Stock? Use the discount code JGAMMOT50 and you get $50 off each ticket. It's going to be a lot of fun for those of us that will be here in the U.S. Okay, so with that, time to really wrap up. Thank you to the three of you for making this just such a wonderfully fun and surprisingly intellectual morning for me. It's British Tech Network, so it's always a surprise when mm-hmm. we go intellectual. Yeah.
Yeah.
But this has been so much fun. And thank you to everyone that's watching, listening live, participating in the live chat, and everyone that watches or listens to the show recordings later. Thank you for being part of this as well. Ewan, thank you just for being you. Muller, thank you for making sure we have people for shows. And now, Awe Technologies, thank you for sponsoring us so we can be here for everyone. And with that, okay, everyone, be sure and join us tomorrow, which will be Friday, June 6th, to be here for our keynote poker day, because on Monday coming up is Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference, where they'll be making their announcements. So we're going to make our predictions.
Apple Developer yep. Christmas?
Apple Developer Christmas, yep. Yeah. So tune in to see just how ridiculously wrong our predictions are. It's safe to assume they'll be wrong. But anyhow, come join us for Keynote Poker. And then next week, we'll talk about how great or poor our predictions were. Don't forget to join us tomorrow. And then come back next Thursday for the big show, Friday for the Mac show. And everyone, have an awesome weekend.
Recording stopped.
Okay.
There we go.
Well, that was fun.
I don't have too many show titles. I have two of them.
And they probably involve Tom.
Yeah, both of them, actually.
I had a feeling.
I wrote down that train has sailed.
Yeah, well, that was last week. Yeah. But yeah, we did repeat it this week. So you technically could use it. That's true. Yeah, but I also like KTVF.
KTVF.
KTVF on the FM dial.
That's my
KTVF. KTVF with more cowbell. All the hits.
No, with more cowbell. Yeah, we should have that.
Sponsored by AWE Technology. So I found a really cool thing today.
Mm-hmm.
Software for my Logitech camera and light got updated the other day. And now when I select a device, the audio on Zoom goes nuts.
Great.
Sweet.
Sounds good.
That's exactly what you need, said the developer who wrote it.
Completely fucks it up. So if I just selected
sure the
device,
developer said, well, it works on my system.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably he using a Mac. Exactly he was probably using a Mac and he was like, works on my system.
So when I selected the audio of you guys talking, sounds like you're talking on a World War II era radio.
That's kind of cool. Code Roger Niner, come in, KTVF.
That's exactly what it sounds
you
like.
From undisclosed location in the European Theater. Repeat, undisclosed location, European Theater. Prepare for code transmission.
Over. Transmission received.
Roger. How was that?
Bad.
Thank you.
So it worked as intended, I guess.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yep.
Have you watched Ian on the YouTube he did today?
Ewan, I mean, yes.
Ewan.
Yeah, I watched it. No, audio was pretty bad, but I was very silent. But I.
Yeah, it was really low.
Yeah. I cranked everything up and I still couldn't barely hear it.
That's unfortunate.
Yes. Yeah,
somebody needs to work in a little.
It was interesting. Like, yeah. It was interesting to see you in there and talk a little bit about, and the rest was kind of boring, but probably
well,
not the
the
audience.
UN part's all that matters.
Yeah, exactly. I was probably not the audience, so it's fine.
No.
Yeah, it was
the
good.
The background
to,
was
always
also
good to
super
listen
boring.
To
It's like crazy. Mm-hmm. Like they have this nice studio, and it's like, yeah, the camera is
gray flat walls.
Yeah, it was like exactly in the camera. Like one camera was good and the other was not. And it's like, needs work, I would call it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I gotta run.
All right. Have fun.
I'll post shows after they get uploaded.
Sure. I'll process them. Now, my new M4 works much faster. So the upload still takes time.
Oh, yeah.
M4 is faster. Yeah. Okay.
Awesome.
Good, good.
Go.
All right.
See you guys.
Well, I guess I'll go
week.
Make some food.
Yeah. Jeff, you have time today?
Indeed.
Sure.
Okay.
We can record today.
Then you go do food and I'll go do walking and then
we'll do a show.
Then we'll do a show. Nice.
Awesome. Have a great one. I'll see you next week, guys.
See ya.
All right. See ya. Bye.